While the Ukrainian front lines are inflamed by fierce fighting without any new gains by any of the warring sides, Russian and Ukrainian forces continue their strikes on military and infrastructure facilities. On November 20th, Russian missiles hit Motorsich, which is one of the main enterprises of the Ukrainian military industry. As a result of the attack, a workshop for assembling engines for aircraft belonging to the Ukrainian Air Force was heavily damaged. Motorsich is one of the leading enterprises for the production of engines for airplanes and helicopters, and also industrial marine gas turbines and electrical production installations. Russian strikes on the facility will prevent Ukrainian forces from maintaining their aircraft in working order, including the Soviet-made aircraft like the Mi-8 and the Mi-24, which are provided by Kiev's foreign allies. Attacks on Motorsich facilities will deprive Ukraine from the mass production of industrial gas turbine units, which are necessary for the electricity production amid the collapse of the entire Ukrainian energy system. In their turn, the armed forces of Ukraine resumed attacks on the facilities of the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant, which is the largest nuclear power plant in Europe. On the evening of November 19th, the Ukrainian military resumed shelling in the area, targeting the dangerous nuclear facilities. The attacks continued the following day. Over the past day, Ukrainian troops have fired more than 20 artillery shells at the territory of the nuclear power plant. 8 rounds of ammunition exploded between the 5th Power Unit and the Special Core Unit No. 2. 3 others hit the area between the 4th and 5th Power Units, and another shell hit the roof of the Special Core Unit No. 2, where fresh spent nuclear fuel is stored. 2 more shells hit the power transmission line that supplies the power plant with electricity. The Ukrainian military shelled the plant from their positions near the village of Magranetsk in the Dnipropetrovsk region. The head of the IAEA, Rafael Grossi, called for an immediate cessation of the shelling of the plant and reaffirmed the need to create a safety zone around the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant as soon as possible. The head of the international organization avoided to name which side was responsible for the attacks and added that some buildings and equipment on the territory of the nuclear power plant were damaged during the shelling, but the damage was not critical for nuclear safety at the facility. Russian officials criticized the position of the IAEA, claiming the statements about the non-critical damage to the nuclear safety at the nuclear power plant represented the height of cynicism. There are turbine oil tanks, a nitrogen-oxygen station, and hydrogen tanks, which are constantly being shelled by Kiev's forces. Fires there would lead to a catastrophe and threaten the security of the entire station. The West continues to turn a blind eye on the terrorist warfare of the Kiev regime. Moreover, it supports Ukrainian nuclear blackmail tactics with tacit support, including through international organizations like the IAEA.